In Focus continues here on News Radio KMAN. Our guest today is Jack Alston, director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, and he's joining us here talking about all things economic development in Pott County. We've got a labor analysis that Jack recently completed on the counties of Riley and Pottawatomie. And Jack, tell us a little bit more about some of your findings there.
So the Manhattan Chamber business retention manager, George Kant, and myself conducted over 50 interviews. Now, George did 55, I did 45, and we did them together with industry in the two counties. Now, what I do every 3 years is kind of do, since I used to do site selection work and help companies find new locations, I go through the process as if I was a site selector, what the two counties look like in terms of the labor force. And, you know, the big thing to remember is that 35% of the workforce, 35% of Pottawatomie County workers work inside the city of Manhattan. Now, that's hard to believe with employers the size of Onyx and Caterpillar and others, but that talks about how tied the two counties are together because of this, the size of KSU and the ability to find homes in Pottawatomie County. So you have to look at what are the factors that influence site selection and expansion. And of course, the first thing that drives companies is marketplace. And the second, of course, is industrial sites. So we didn't evaluate that. That's been done separately. But the factors that influence site selection and expansion are wages and benefits, labor availability, labor characteristics, commuting patterns, relocation ability, and recruiting capacity of people. And then the services in the area, which includes water, sewer, electric, gas, telecommunications, local and state government, and how they influence business decisions, roads, et cetera. And then quality of life, education, medical services, housing, recreation, culture. And lastly is now childcare. So when we take a look at Manhattan versus source cities, manufacturing wages, and welders and CNC operators in particular, Manhattan is less than source cities. And source cities are cities that you try to draw from. They're normally large employment centers that industry may leave for a variety of reasons. And wages are lower in Manhattan than they are in all of the source cities and all of the key industry sectors that with locational fits for Manhattan. So that would be, you know, some type of manufacturing, you know, like we call it advanced manufacturing. We can do that if you'd like. You know, some type of food processing and warehousing, back office or regional offices like a Civic Plus, and then animal health, animal science. So we're comparing occupations in all those key industries. Now, we looked at competing cities as well, you know, the Omahas and the Des Moines, the Lincolns and Sioux Falls, those predominantly with universities or heavy university influence. And wages in competing cities are generally higher in those competing cities with a university presence. And Sioux Falls, South Dakota is the closest to Manhattan. So this is important to remember when we're trying to recruit companies and for companies to know, but it's also important to know that we have to pay a little bit more than we're paying for some of the animal health scientists and others. So that type of recruiting and paying wages is very, very critical. The next thing we do is we look at labor availability. And you know, what are the what how easy is it to attract or hire skilled labor, you know, like very skilled welders, semi-skilled, well, sort of like truck drivers and those, and then unskilled labor. And then what is it like to recruit? How difficult is it to recruit engineers, management, scientists, and then technical workers like IT specialists, you know, some web developers, graphic artists, and then how difficult is it to recruit clerical? And what we found was skilled labor availability is almost average. When you're comparing it with other cities like in the Southwest and the West, it's almost average, especially in the area of skilled welders and maintenance mechanics. Now, part of that is it is difficult, and there are a lot of openings right now. And there's more issues with some of those skilled workers, especially baby boomers, getting older and retiring. But there's been improvements over the last 6 years in worker quality at less skilled positions, because I've done this labor analysis in 2014, 2017, 18, now 2020. But finding workers still remains an issue for some employers. For some firms looking for college graduates and using interns, now this is a key. Some firms go to KSU, develop relationships, work with the Career Center, and develop internships inside their organization. And then when they graduate, they become employees. So those that are working closely with the university with these internship programs, they are, you know, moving ahead. We just recently had the ideal internship program with our SHRM chapter, the chamber, and ourselves. And we had a number of people, heavy duty, over 50 people, mostly in HR, attend that internship program to learn how to build better internship programs. So there's more major problems, Brandon, in recruiting from outside of Kansas on a management level. It's got that syndrome. You know, it's a flyover state, some of those issues. And our charts demonstrate that availabilities in all categories has increased marginally since 2014, almost across the board. There's still difficulty in recruiting and retaining talent. And that's where I'll get into later on into work keys and why that's so critical in retaining the talent. So the next area we look at is labor characteristics. And overall labor quality is rated good to very good in 2020, with some turnover occurring because of COVID-related issues. And then some are seeking new employment during the furloughs. So they were furloughed, and then they went out and found other work. So that happened too. So communications has been an issue with employers for a number of years, but now they're rated fairly good and actually better than in 2018 and in 2014. And this is an important factor because of the tendency of employers is that they thought millennials present communication issues. And what's happening, you know, and I'm guilty of it myself, is I have to adjust, you know, be more digital and in my communications than I am. I was mostly verbal. Now I'm more digital. And I think employers are beginning to adjust to that. So characteristics are generally higher in here than in other areas of the United States, like California, Texas. And I spent close to 10 years in New Mexico and Arizona. But the pandemic has caused issues in workforce and human resource managers have been feeling the impact. There's uncertainty of work, pay, benefits, and general depressions have been prevalent. Now, it's a month in, you know, we're into 4 months of shots, and maybe that has decreased. I see more and more people that have white collar positions that are going back into the office. Some of them are, you know, now they're getting used to working remotely and are going to stay doing that. Considering all these factors, the Manhattan workforce scores and labor productivity and attitudes are solid, which demonstrates the high quality of the workers. Now, we can get into commuting. And commuting, that means going back and forth to work, is a strength in the Manhattan area. And that's the ability for the workforce to live within 30 miles of the city of Manhattan and be able to commute relatively easily with Highway 24 and 18, providing excellent, and you may not think this when you're tied up at the light on Green Valley Road and Highway 24, or you're coming down Fort Riley Boulevard by the Four Points Sheridan or backed up in traffic. It's really not that bad. You think about other areas of the country. At the end, as of the end of 2018, there are 12,000 commutes into the city of Manhattan daily. And it also shows that the city of Manhattan has a net inflow of workers of 6,300.
Wow.
That's strong numbers.
Yeah, no doubt. We're speaking with Jack Alston, director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. We do have a phone call here. Someone just called in, so they've got a question or a comment. Let's go to the caller. Good morning.
What a really good, educated, well-spoken individual. I like that you can see both sides of the worker and the employer. You know, if you look down through history, you'll see that it keeps repeating itself. We had a recession with Eisenhower. We had one with Nixon. We had one with Reagan. We had one with Bush kid. And now we've had this work problem again. If you learn from the history, you'll look to see how it's coming up. But that's nationally. But you're so well spoken about the interpersonal relationship. Thank you so much for presenting this viewpoint for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, we'll take a break on that note and back with more from Jack Alston after this on News Radio KMAN.